Capturing portraits, or a person's appearance, is sacred. We all noticed how we appear differently in different photographs. Unless you send in a video or model in person, the artist won't know which photo most closely in the general area resembles your appearance. If someone uses a photo that seems really weird, then they will basically fail to capture your portrait. The angle is complex. It is not just left and right, but up and down and lighting. The way to do this fast without in-person appearances is to ask the model for a photo. A photo that she feels most closely resembles her out of all her other good photos. This is the fast method and also the correct method. Even if you were to build a photogrammetry portrait rig and create a perfect high-resolution 3D model of the head with awesome texture, you still need to send it to the person and ask if they identified themselves with that particular angle that captured your attention. And it may be that if they have too many choices or feel even slightly pressured, they'll pick the wrong one. It is not photogrammetry that you need. You just let the model keep taking photos on sunny and beautiful days in wonderful places until they take one that they love, that they want to have painted. This is, of course, something that no one wants to hear, because everyone mistakenly believes that real art is done freehand. Real art is done right. If you do it wrong, then it's not a portrait. I saw a master painter create a beautiful painting, perfect in every way, with an indented or flattened skull of their model and a brick of hair in their back. He did everything perfectly. It was amazing. But the eyes were bleeding in some weird way. The skin had shockingly perfect color, but it was too stretchy. If the model became real all of a sudden, the skin on their face would stretch as if it was made out of bubble gum. In 3D modeling of jewelry, rings are much different from pendants because you have to do all the sizes, ensure sturdiness, and that it can be reasonably easily polished. If you create a pendant, you just put a little eyelet on top, and you could probably maybe create a pendant that does not require polishing. It is much easier to draw a face from memory or imagination. But a portrait, a real portrait, must rely on direct reference. The photo must be approved by the person as something that she identifies with, and what you have in the photo must go on the canvas precisely. Only after you finish with the photo can you really stylize some things to make them more ideal. Highly stylized portraits, where the face is made younger or cuter, are not that different from real portraits. A smaller bottom half of the face or bigger eyes are not an exception to these portrait rules, because no one looking at their cuter self or even ridiculously younger self will be disappointed. And somehow the brain will ignore those changes. It may even find comfort in those changes. It won't reject them as if the eyes were too close together or the nose wrong shape. Even though they have a smaller chin, they will still feel connected to the appearance of that person. Now, you should also know that a proper artist should pay the face distortion tax. You still need to create the undistorted appearance, because a person's appearance is sacred. A portrait is not about what the artist thinks art is. A portrait requires a perfect photo where the model herself says, "Yes, that's me." If you don't do this, then upon the delivery of the finished portrait, the first thing the person will notice is that it is not what they look like. And that means it is in fact not their portrait. Portraits are special. A person's appearance is sacred.